This week, Representative Madeline Dean visited Pennsylvania's Moshannon Valley Processing Center, the largest immigrant detention center in the Northeast. She says the majority of the more than 1,600 people detained there are classified as nonviolent and low risk.
You remember what the president said? He was going after the worst of the worst. We didn't see the worst of the worst. I can tell you that.
Congresswoman Dean is a Democrat who represents most of Montgomery County. She said she was not allowed to speak to anyone who is being detained at the facility. A member of Philadelphia City Council wants to take a deep dive into school district finances. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
Councilmember Ketsie Lozada said she's thankful for the sparing of over 300 positions that directly impact students in the public schools. But she wants a better understanding of where the millions the city is spending on education is actually going.
We will be calling for a compliance and performance audit of the school district because it is the only way that we will continue to have trust from our constituents and as a body and be able to provide our children with the education opportunities in every neighborhood that they deserve.
She says saving several schools from closing in her district will make it a happy summer for her constituents, but she wants to make sure all the students in the city can receive a good education. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The link in the South Philly Sports Complex is also known now as Philadelphia Stadium during World Cup. And its field has undergone some changes, too, thanks to a company in Hamilton, New Jersey. Nick Kariuki with WHYY's Billy Penn reports.
Keith Salmon, director of sports turf at Tuckahoe Turf Farms, has spent the last 4 years working with FIFA, the Eagles, and turf grass researchers to bring the grass that is being played on in Philadelphia and Boston stadiums. So while he and his team will be watching the games, he says their focus will be on the ground.
We're really going to be rooting for the grass, first and foremost.
For the tournament, Philly's grass changed from a mix of Bermuda and artificial grass that the Eagles play on to a blend of Kentucky bluegrass and perennial ryegrass mixture with a fiber construction. Tuckahoe Turf Farms and the Eagles ground crew got a chance to test out the soccer pitch during last summer's Club World Cup, which was successful on the grass front. Salmon says this summer is the farm's work on its biggest stage ever.
We are extremely excited to be able to see something on television, something that the whole world is watching, and just know that, you know, you had a small part in that.
Philly hosts four more games after tomorrow's, including one on the 4th of July. For Billy Penn, I'm Nick Kariuki, WHYY News.
And sports, I'm sure the Phils want to not remember. They want to forget yesterday's game against the Marlins. The Marlins beat up on them. It was an embarrassing 12-4. Starting pitcher Andrew Painter lasted two innings in that horrible outing, and he's been optioned to AAA Lehigh Valley. Tonight, the Phils will host the Mets at the park. Your forecast, we could have some thunderstorms in the morning, some sun later, a high of 91.